The standard technique for making an FFR pullback measurement is well documented. This example comes from the Cath Lab Digest website, an article called Serial Lesion FFR Made Simple by Dr. Mort Kern. The first step is to measure the FFR value from a distal location, past all suspected lesions. Dr. Kern recommends using an IV hyperemic agent. If the FFR value is less than 0.80, then make a pullback measurement by continuing the IV hyperemic agent and moving the wire proximally to the guide catheter tip while recording FFR. Evaluating the impact of each stenosis requires the user to look for gradients, or pressure drops, in the guide wire PD pressure trace. Each significant lesion should be attributed to a specific delta P. In the example here, lesion 2, the most distal lesion, is responsible for a 30 millimeter gradient in the pressure reading, while lesion 1, the proximal lesion, is responsible for a 12 millimeter gradient.